Okay, today is Sunday, June 5th, 2016, and this is the New Moon Session. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
So,
hello, Debbie.
Hi, sweetheart. Does anybody want to say who they are, what their intentions are? Let me know if you want me to read the ones you sent in.
I'm just thankful to be here because it's like swirling all around me.
Swirling all around you, you said?
Yeah. You know, it's like Angela was saying, like, in the course of a day, you can go through so many different emotions. It's like, blows my mind.
Well, and I love that description you gave, too, because that's kind of the energy of a meditating district with a call, and that's kind of the energy I saw, like the swirling energy, and everybody kind of feels like they're just kind of in the middle of it, and depends on if they're relaxed in the middle of it or if they're going, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, it's kind of like you want to jump in. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
No, it depends on the moment. Sometimes it is relaxed, and other times it's ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what I saw.
And it feels kind of like you want to jump in. You know, it's like a game of jump rope when you have to, like, jump in at the right moment. And if you miss that moment, then you got to wait till the next time.
I get it. You're talking about jump rope. I totally saw
that. Maybe jumping timelines.
You know, I love that you said jumper because that's kind of what's going on, too. It's a little bit of quantum jumping going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just so much, and it's like, too much. I want some time to breathe and relax.
Breathing and relaxing is a good thing.
And I didn't get my intent sent in, so I'm kind of all over. I'm really all over the place.
Well, that's how you, just before you came on, we were kind of saying that. It's like the energy is just kind of swirling all about, and sometimes it feels good, and sometimes it feels like ow, ow, ow. Like being stinging needles, or stinging nettles is what I saw, actually.
Yeah, and I want to put my cat in there. There's something going on with him.
Yeah, there is. I feel, as soon as you said that, I felt his belly and bladder.
So I want to put my cat Patchy in the session for some healing.
He says, thank you.
Oh, he's most welcome.
Anybody else?
Hey, it's Susan and Soto and Joey.
Yay, Susan and Soto and Joey, I felt you.
Yay. Yeah, definitely want to put Soto and Joey in. They both hate it when we go away, and when we left, it's in a new place with a new bird sitter. And Soto's improvement has been so delicate, such a delicate balance. So want them to thrive while we are away.
Yeah, we will definitely do that because I feel that too. I feel like that he's like feeling good and there, now there's a little bit of anxiety and we want to keep them both feeling good.
Yes, indeed. And from what you were saying about the jumping timelines, I mean, sometimes my preferred explanation of what I'm experiencing sometimes is that I'm not sure which reality I was operating in when I remember something.
That's valid. That's so valid.
I'm hoping that's it. Like, I know word for word what text I sent a friend that wasn't on my phone.
Yeah. Something in that, Susan, so maybe we can just kind of ask for, it's not about holding on to anything, but it's about just being aware of what is needed in the moment.
Yes. And possibly aware of what reality you're aware of acting in.
Yeah, and what I'm getting is that's going to be, that's kind of a process, exactly. It's a process. Because the fact that we're actually finally becoming aware that we're doing dimensional jumping is a big step in the first place, because we haven't been aware of it until now. We've all just been blaming things for being out of balance and out of sequence. So until we can actually, it's like our bodies are being aligned to a new way of being. And while they're being aligned to a new way of being, we're going to go in and out of comfort with that, because when we try to figure it out, we're always figuring it out from the old paradigm, the old way of being. And so it's really, I see that quantum jumping, and I feel like that trust, like the jump into the deep end and trust.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing, jump into the deep end and trust.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we will start becoming aware of which dimension, or we won't even care, because it will just be available in all dimensions. It actually is.
Yeah.
It is available in all dimensions right now, because we're like back and forth and all over the place. It's like we're trying to hold on to it or reclaim it, and it's really just about breathing into the moment and trusting that it's available in all dimensions as we are.
Mm-hmm.
So these actual dimensions are just another fragmented aspect of our consciousness, our psyche, our soul, and it's really about claiming all those aspects to the point that the dimensions are just there. Potential and possibility is just there.
It's beautiful.
It really is, but it's scary. Because if all of our potentials and possibilities are just there, all those old excuses don't work anymore, and our old excuses are trying to hold on. Because we don't know how to be any other way. And so it's when we can let go of having to be any certain way, then we can start relaxing into the swirling eddy that are all these dimensions. And when that happens, it's like light bulbs get turned on. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie, it's Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Debbie. I wanted to add just kind of what you're talking about and just standing in the flow.
Yep.
As my intention, and just meeting it in the moment. That's
good.
That's definitely my intention, is to be present. And, just to feel good about that.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah, what I'm getting with that is the more that we can do that, the more the flow will feel like more natural to us, as opposed to feel like we're rushing in rapids.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, that practice.
And yet there is something with that, too. It's about learning to be in the flow. But being in the flow doesn't mean not making any requests or not thinking or coming up with any kind of ideas. It means recognizing the ideas, putting your requests out there, and then just trusting that you've dove in the deep end and the rapids are going to quiet down as soon as you quiet down in it.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Al. I saw your name here and wondered when I was going to hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just posted this from someone about, and I changed my something on my WordPress blog about feeling your way into communicating from the wisdom of your heart. But how about factoring in while we're doing that, you know, we also don't want to be, you know, the story of the don't want to be the second Boy Scout who helped an old lady across the street. How come too? Because she didn't want to go.
Exactly.
So we have to, like, distinguish between what we think somebody who we have a connection with might be good, but yet whether, you know, it can't just, agreement is not always needed, but then again, maybe it is.
Actually, it is. Agreement is always needed. It may not be needed verbally, but it's helpful to have it verbally because then it prevents at least that outward misunderstanding. So, but the agreement needs to come from within. So in other words, there is that sense of honesty with our intentions because our responsibility is our individuation, our individual process, our unique personhood.
Well, okay. I was thinking of, if you know John Burgos or Rika Zimmerman talks of being in a field of infinite possibility and not like seeking anyone's agreement.
Say that again.
Rika Zimmerman, John Burgos's life partner and spiritual partner. She speaks of being in a field of infinite possibility, and you know, she's just so ebullient, not needing anybody's agreement. If somebody wants to join her, fine. If they don't agree, that's also fine. But they'll get a lot of times they'll go her way by contagion of.
Oh, absolutely, Al. I misunderstood what you were talking about with agreement. Yes, that agreement is you don't need anybody's agreement. It's you are yourself. But if you are offering help to someone, is when I was thinking when I was saying you need their agreement.
Yeah, well, but I haven't totally thought that. Go ahead.
No, it's like not about, it's about not offering unsolicited help because that's when we need to truly be honest with ourselves and figure out what our intentions are with that.
Yeah, because help could be, help could be mixed up with our own not being working enough on ourselves.
It could be the Boy Scout dragging the little old lady across the street who didn't want to cross.
Yeah. Or not.
Hey, anybody else? I kind of hear somebody faint in the background, but I don't hear what you're saying. Let's all take a few breaths together. And as we're breathing, just breathe in nice, long, slow, deep breaths all the way down to your toes and out the top of your head. And just feel into your beingness right here and now. Thank you, So-So and Joey. Anybody has anything further to say, please do. Otherwise, I'm going to mute in a minute just to get started. I mean, we're already started, but just to get the flow, just to get into the flow.
Yeah. Saying that wanting to set in motion as an offering to all is the state of divine purity of the heart, wholeness of the heart, and having it be the primary.
Thank you. And I want to add to that, though, the purity of the heart. And what I'm hearing these days is the purity of the heart is an integration. In other words, it's getting the mind and the body and the spirit. That's the agreement. into alignment with the heart. Not for the heart to take over, but for the other aspects of our beingness to trust and come into resonance within ourselves. So it's like a lot of static. We have a lot of static in our own beingness, and it's about bringing our own individual songs. It's like I saw the movie Happy Feet just going on. It's like bringing the rest of our being into harmony with our heart. So we have a unified heart. Which is the same thing as purity of heart. And yet I needed to say that to bring those other aspects into alignment. Not diss any other aspects of who we are, just to bring us into alignment with ourselves and our calling and our own vibrations and the vibration of one another and the vibration of the planet and the vibration of all of creation to harmonize with our unique abilities and our unique purpose and to be able to fully, wholly embody who we are. Because every one of us is uniquely needed. Of Course in Miracles says we all go home together. Nobody goes home without anybody else. So we all go home together. And the key to that is we're not going anywhere. We're just waking up to where we are. But we do it all together. So the more of us that step into our uniqueness, like Oprah says, our only job here is to find the stream, the flow of life that is you, and get into it. And every time you get out of it, get back into it. And when that happens, it's like you light up, and you light up the world around you. So everybody, breathe that into your hearts. And breathe it in with gratitude. What is being called for today truly is trust and gratitude. But before we can have trust, we must have gratitude. We must know we have something to be grateful for. Before I put everybody on hold, just to keep the sound clear. Know that when I put you on hold, all you have to do is do *6 to unmute yourself. So you mute by doing *6 and unmute by doing *6. Okay, so we've already really kind of, we already have dove into the deep end. Part of what I've been recently made aware of is all of what we've just been talking about. And there is a code to life and to all of creation. And this code is in our cellular metabolism. It's in everybody's cellular metabolism. And yet we are, as we are evolving, what I see it is, the image that I'm being given is like peeling an onion. And as we peel it away, we become aware of different aspects of being. And it's part of what I was saying earlier and what we were all saying earlier about the old paradigm. And it's like we are on this evolutionary path and we are in this space of in-between. We've been there for a while, and we're going to be in there for a while, but the discomfort that we feel really depends on the amount of rest that we take. The willingness to just breathe into our beingness, to ask for what we need and what we desire. Ask for our heart's desire. And when I say ask for our heart's desire, it's not necessarily about material things, but it can include them. But it's coming from this place of asking for our heart's desire, because there is something within us that has given us our heart's desire. And so it comes through us from our true source. So our heart's desires are not to be negated, and yet they are often misunderstood. So it's about asking for our heart's desire, even coming up with the feeling and the picture and the imaging of that, and then just blowing that image and that heart's desire like a dandelion seed out into the universe and trusting this or something better. It's not about negating our heart's desires, but it's not about gripping and grinding our teeth. I feel like somebody's been grinding their teeth. It's not about gripping or grinding our teeth and holding on to something so rigidly that we're not aware of the even greater possibilities right in front of our face, the doors that are opening right in front of our face. It's about coming to this place of acceptance and breathing into the moment and trusting that when we're not breathing into the moment, not beating ourselves up for it, just recognize the moment you recognize we're not breathing into the moment, to pause and simply take a breath and breathe into the moment and let the clarity come. And I'm seeing there's a conflict. It's like, I don't know why, but I like have my fingers in front of my mouth, and it's like words, 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 words. We put them out there, and they're necessary right now. But trust there is a meaning deeper than the words we say, and yet pay attention to the words you use, because they carry a vibration, so we're coming back to sound and speaking your heart's desires into the universe. The way that you speak your heart's desires into the universe is going to determine the way they're reflected back. So, it is highly suggested, that's what I hear, it is highly suggested to breathe and come to a place of stillness before speaking your heart's desire, so that the vibration that you send it out with is a vibration that you want returned, ricocheted back to you, because it does ricochet back to us. But how we put it out there determines how it comes back. And it's always magnified. And then I'm seeing this swirling eddy again, and I'm being told to let everybody know, again, just breathe into it. The owls are like, ouch, and trust that they're not permanent and they're not life-threatening, unless you get something life-threatening, don't negate that, but they're mostly not life-threatening. They're symptoms of a misunderstood psyche that is analyzing from historical data. From historical data. And the historical data is part of ourselves, and yet as these cells are being peeled away, as these layers are being peeled away, as cells die and are born again, as cells die and split, and as we are newly born in each and every moment and each and every breath, the old historical data is still there. And yet, if you look a little deeper, in other words, if you breathe a little deeper, you will see a new vibration, a new code. What I'm hearing is the new code is being revealed to each and every person to the degree that we are able to receive it. And the degree that we are able to receive it is determined by how freely we are enabled to receive it. In other words, how pure is our ability to receive something new? How much is fear running the show? And it's not about making fear wrong. It's about accepting fear. It's about acknowledging fear. It's about saying thank you to fear. And then it is about breathing into that fear and waiting for a clearer answer. And the more you follow that process, the more will be revealed. The more of the old will slough off. And literally the physical bodies are being being formatted newly. I almost said reformatted, but I'm kind of taking the word re out of my vocabulary for the most part. It still comes back in because nothing is to be disposed of. And yet it's really about allowing new and knowing that new is unfamiliar. And trusting that new is this or something better. I'm breathing into that now and feeling again. Actually, I'm feeling the head. It's like first I felt so-so and Joey again. And now I'm like holding my head and holding my jaw because there is a conflict. It's like my head is shaking and my jaw is being pulled one way and my forehead is being pulled another. And so there's this conflict between the mind and the senses. The mind and the senses. So the perceptions and the voice, the perceptions and the voice. So I see a spiraling energy coming down through the heavens now, through everybody's field. It's a slow spiraling energy, so it's gentle. It's a gentle, slow, floating energy coming down through all of our fields, and it's just meant to kind of bring a little bit of settledness, a little bit of peace into the heart and soul, and to kind of quiet the mind into a more relaxed way of being. This is bringing me back to the nervous system again. We've touched on this before, but what I'm hearing is I'm rocking. For some reason, I'm rocking because there is this sense of anxiety that is rocking in this field and in this planet and in each of us, actually, in our own way. And the reason we're visiting this again is like part of me, and I maybe heard somebody on the call think, didn't we do this already? So I'm being guided to tell you yes. And yet, as the layers are being peeled, it's a deeper level. So it's a spiraling inward. And a spiraling inward, so it's like visiting the same place but not. Visiting, it's like coming full circle but not. It's a deepening of the circle, coming full spiral inward to where our understanding becomes deeper. And as our understanding is coming deeper, our biggest understanding is that there is much more to know than we can possibly know. And so as our understanding comes deeper and as we relax into that, there's a relaxing of the nervous system and the spinal cord and of the... I hear of the umbilical cord. So it's like going back to our birth and actually going back to not just our birth, but in utero, and even deeper, kind of going back to the umbilical cord of life of this planet, of which we are all part of, and setting it in motion with a new evolution. And it's about bringing in a relaxed way, a trust, a more trusting sense of being, that everything is not as dire as we imagine it to be. And yet, it's not about becoming complacent. It's about becoming empowered. It's about becoming, It's about becoming, being the essence of who we are. And as we are more naturally flowing into the rhythm, the vibration, the harmony that is us, while swimming in parallel streams or in similar streams with one another, so we can connect streams but not blur them, connect streams but not blur them. It's about coming into an awareness of our aspect and not blurring the streams. Because if we blur the streams, we're doing a disservice to our individuation process. And it's fascinating to me that this individuation word is coming back again, because it's like it's such an old body talk term that a long time ago was there. But the understanding is deepening. It's the individuation process is deepening. And that means that we are deepening. And breathe into that, because, as I said, we are deepening. I felt a panic, because almost like there is a fear of going deeper, for there is a fear of literally drowning in consciousness, drowning in this creative process. And we will not drown. No matter what, actually, I'm hearing we will not drown. But it may feel like we're drowning sometimes when we lose sight. And so now we're going back into the senses. When we lose sight of who we are, without actually literally having to figure out every aspect of who we are, but trusting in the process of when we know we are being true to ourselves and our purpose. And our purpose may look similar to other people, but it's not the same. Nobody's purpose is the same. And that's the blurring. This is good. So we're going into the belly right now, into the fire in the belly. And I see that fire erupting. I'm being guided to look at my painting of Pele rising, and I'm seeing that fire erupting in everybody's belly. But when I say it's erupting, it's not spilling out into the body. That is something that many have experienced. I know I have experienced it, and there is an essence of asking for the body to be prepared, our bodies to be prepared in a way that is, that feels less like we're being pulled apart, less like we're being torn apart, more like it may feel uncomfortable just because it's new. It may be a weird new symptom, but it's not about tapping into so much pain and angst. It's about letting go of pain and angst. And yet feeling pain and angst. And that's part of the understanding that as we go deeper, we will feel pain and angst more fully. In other words, it will feel much more intense. But as we breathe into it, it flows. So we flow in and out of that. It's not about us having to force anything or flow into anything. It's about breathing asking, and then listening, and following through with what we hear. And there's a saying going out on that I've seen recently that if the message is not clear, do nothing. And that's not entirely true. If the message is not clear, breathe into it. And do something, but do something lighthearted. So do something playful. Do something that brings you to light, that makes you laugh, that makes you smile, that lightens your heart and lightens your mind and lifts your soul and your spirit. So when you feel like you can't tap into the light in you, breathe. And breathe again. And if that feels like that's not working for you, get up and move and breathe, but move in a way that gets you back into the flow, gets the energy going, brings you to laughter. And what I'm seeing is emoting, bringing the emotions out. But before you bring out the emotions, I'm hearing ask, are these emotions mine? Are these thoughts mine? Because what's happening is there is a lot of energy being shaken up, being like a snow globe, but it's like mud, a snow globe, so it's like dirty snow. And it's like the world is being shaken up right now, and so there's a lot of particles out there, a lot of energy circulating out there, and they're looking for places to land. And what happens is when we are in a low space, we are an invitation to those low vibrations. So a lot of us, myself included, a lot of us are feeling these really low depressive states, going in and out of these low depressive states. And what we need to ask ourselves when we are in those spaces, first we need to take a breath. And even when those breaths feel hard to come, we need to take a breath. And as soon as we are able to take a breath, we need to ask, is this feeling mine? Is this thought mine? And then breathe into it so you get a clear answer. And when you don't get a clear answer, that more often than not means it may partly be yours, but it's not all yours, because there's a lot of stuff being shaken loose. So when there's nothing to be afraid of with that, it just means breathe into it and just say, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. My energy back to me, all other energies back where they belong. Or you can even just simply use the phrase, return to sender. Return to sender. And as you practice that, that's going to help the transitioning. These are just simple things we can do to help the transitioning, to come to a place of clarity so that the creative divinity, the creative divine force, the creative divine flow that wants to be birthed through us has space to be birthed without labor pains. We're so used to labor pains, we don't know how to not have labor pains. And so rather than trying to force something to not be a certain way, we just need to breathe into it and play and trust and ask and play and trust and pray and trust and ask. And yes, I did say play and pray. And prayer is not about, oh, Lord, I'm suffering. Help me. Or, oh, Lord, I don't have anything. Help me. It can be that, but it's not going to be as effective as Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, source. I know that my prayers have been answered. And breathing into that. And for a while, it's going to take continually repeating that. You know, the old mantras, they say them 108 times. Do things 40 days in a row. So it's not that it takes time, but until we know it doesn't take time, it takes time. So it's really about stepping into a harmonious relationship with our souls, with our hearts, with our minds, with the whole continuum that is us. And bringing that into a state of bliss and joy and gratitude that the molecules of my being are vibrating harmoniously with the molecules of the air around us. That the air around us is not there, or it is there. The air around us is actually nurturing and supporting us. And it actually, our structure and our shape is not just formed from our bodies. It's formed from our relationship to the air and the gravity around us. And not just the gravity, but the uplifting force that gives us space. So it's about our relationship to our bodies, our relationship to the time and space that we are swimming in, the stream of life that is us that we are swimming in. And there is something coming up. It almost looks like, and it's funny, I said we're swimming in these streams and it almost looks like we're like at the bottom of the ocean right now. But all of a sudden, but nobody's drowning. And it feels like there is this bubble surfacing in front of us. And we're all in a circle around this bubble, and it's surfacing in front of us, and it's coming up. And as it comes up, it's bringing a new spectrum, a new vibration, a new frequency, things that we have been unaware of. New creative potential, possibility, vibrations, harmonies, lights, sound. And it's coming up in the middle of this circle of us. And as it is, I see all of our eyes following it as it raises. And as it raises and our eyes are following it, I feel like we are holding up our hands, and actually it's lifting us. Lightening us. The word is inflating us. It's weird. It's inflating us. It's inflating us. And I see it like almost like a life raft being blown up, and it's lifting us to the surface. And yet, it's stretching us. And it's lifting us to the surface. It's like our feet are still on the bottom. And yet our bodies are being stretched and expanded. So that for all of us who have felt like we have barely been keeping our head above water, it's like saying, hey, guess what? You can keep your feet at the bottom of the ocean and you can walk with your head above the ocean so you don't have to drown. And you can dive and shrink and dive and shrink, and you can expand as at will. at will. And at will means tapping into our alignment with divine will so that we make our request known and then we ask for the alignment to bring us to divine will. Always, always, and in all ways. And I'm hearing so that our efforts are rewarded, and that the work we have done up to this point is received by ourselves and acknowledged by ourselves, because ourselves, our little selves, are the only thing that has been in our way so far. And that's not to make ourselves wrong, but it's simply, and I'm tapping that into the heart really intensely, it's just to make us aware of, it was a misunderstanding, we just misunderstood. So we haven't done anything wrong. We are in the right time at the right place. We just haven't known that because we had a different idea of what the right time and right place was. So now we're able to receive, I am in the right place at the right time. And divine right action and order is taking place in all of our lives. And the more we affirm this for ourselves, the more we affirm it for each other, and the more of us that join to lift the consciousness until enough of us have done this so that collective consciousness is elevated in a way that life becomes more about life, less about pain, less about death, less about decay. One of the things that I was made aware of recently is that our cellular structure is changing, as I said, into the code is there for all of us. It's being revealed, but it's being revealed to the degree that we're able to accept it. And that means tangibly our physical bodies have been denser, and so as our minds and our emotions relax around that potential and that possibility, our actual physical bodies become lighter, and we don't have to float out of our bodies to feel our divinity. In fact, the reason we're here is to bring our divinity into our bodies. So aging will change the way we live in our lives. We will live full and healthy, prosperous, fruitful lives until we don't. But in the meantime, we will quit decaying. We will quit. We will suddenly shift out of disease consciousness and step into well-being consciousness. And then when we're able to step into well-being consciousness, we will take another step, and this next step will be into light being consciousness. And don't try to wrap your minds around it right now, because that'll just slow down the vibration. Just take it in. Trust that we are being revealed. I say revealed because the codes are already there. We're not even being encoded. The codes are being revealed. We have up to this point been told we were getting downloads and we were getting uploads and we were being coded, and to a degree that's true, but it's only true because that's the only thing we could actually relate to. And now it's not about we're being downloaded or uploaded and vice versa, although it will feel like that. It is about we're being revealed. And it's a thing of beauty, this process. Going into the heart now. And seeing the rays of the heart. Much like that heart that you see that is used for these new moon sessions. It's tapping into those rays, that vibratory frequency that says, let's break free of the shell that we put ourselves in. But let's not think the shell that we need to break free of, that we put ourselves in, is our body, so that we don't have to break our bodies to be free. Our bodies are not meant to be a cage. They are a blessing. They are meant to be a prism, a refraction, a light. Experience, and they're just as important as every other aspect. So it's not about denying the bodies anymore, but it's not about glorifying them. It's about integrating them. It's about acknowledging them. It's about owning them and about allowing them, trusting them, that they are capable, they are able to shift in a way that doesn't have to be reminiscent of the past agony. I'm hearing, let our history be our history, and let us move forward today new. And instead of being afraid of that, being thrilled about that, being excited about that, wondering, what does that mean? There's an image, I recently watched the movie Contact again, and there's an image where she's in this new space, and she realizes suddenly that, quote-unquote, it's not real, although that's her mind saying that. And she reaches it out and she touches it, and it's like a painting that she painted when she was a little girl. Does that mean it wasn't real? Her mind thought that, but then she knew better. Can't be explained. It's trusting it. Bringing that all down, it's again settling like sand at the bottom of the ocean. And I love this because I feel like our bodies are like being expressed like the ocean, like the waves are coming through us. And then they're coming back like the tide. So it's a washing, a cleansing, a clarifying, and an opening in ourselves. I see a key being turned and opening ourselves in a way to allow something new, knowing that it's going to be exciting. Might be a little scary only because it's new. tapping all of that in right now. And I started tapping in head, heart. You guys can all tap it into yourselves, please. I started tapping it into head, heart, and pelvis. And yet, I'm suddenly tapping it into the whole body, from the head, the face, all the way down to the toes, and up the back and across the head, just bringing in that integration into the brain and into the heart and into the soul of every cell of our beings, and watching them pop open and bloom a new way of being, bloom a new cell, bloom a new body, bloom a new life. And all these dimensions that we're going back and forth in, it's real. We are going back and forth between dimensions. And just as we keep ourselves clear, keep our hearts open and light, which means tapping into more laughter and more play, then the dimensions, suddenly it doesn't matter which dimension you're in. I just saw Saint Germain come in. Thank you. What matters is you're here and now and playing with time and space in a way that is facilitating your unique individuation, your unique process, your unique you, your heart, your desires. So I'm also getting that, and you've heard me say this before, that duality, it's like for a while it will look like duality, but it's not duality anymore, folks, as long as we can be aware of that. When I say it's not duality, duality says it's this or that. And what is coming up now is this and that, and the reflection of the mirroring, and recognizing that it may look like duality, but this and that includes not just polar opposites, but all of the shades in between. And so it's a ray instead of a polarity. It's a ray of frequency vibration, and we get to choose where in the vibration we choose to resonate. And as that comes about, it's a bit like the chakras are known to be individual colors. And yet, when a person is fully enlightened, the chakras are no more individual colors. The being is just light. And so what happens is as those polarities, as we become aware of, it's no longer this or that, it's no longer polarities. It's now a full spectrum. As that happens, the awareness opens up and you can see everything. We get glimpses of everything. And just trust that that will come and flow and ebb and flow. And the ebb and flow is part of the process. And as we do that, the chakras open up and we become the light that we are meant to be. And I see that, it's like I'm kind of making this movement of like the cross, but it's kind of like a horizontal coming together and going up and down. But that cross is really just the coalescence, the awareness, opening up all the channels, all the light. down again into our psyches, into our hearts, into our beings. And just breathe that in, because I feel like that is the ending of the session. So everybody is unmuted now.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
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 What's that?
I said you're welcome.